We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, fun Friday time. I'm excited to have you here. Let's get right into it. So our scripture of the week this week was John 17, verse 4. It says, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So this week, fellas, this is all we talked about. By now, you should know what it's all about, to honor and glorify God. I mean, really. We unpacked this verse at length on a spiritual kickoff, talking about being obedient to whatever he's calling you to do, no matter what your clothes are. It doesn't matter about your outfit. It doesn't matter if you're at church, you're at work, you're doing your hobby, you're resting at home, you're out on a date with your wife. It doesn't matter. You can honor and glorify God wherever you're at. So we unpack that intercessory prayer, the high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17. We spent a lot of time looking at that and seeing how he was just going directly to the Father on our behalf, how he wants that relationship with us, how he wants that connection with us, how he wants our heart, and he wants to guide and direct us, but we have a choice we have to make. Are we going to follow him or not? So, fellas, I'm praying this week is if you thought about anything this week for the Lion, how are you honoring and glorifying God in every situation? And how can you do a better job at work? Because I know so many of you guys are thinking about, how can you bring this to your career? How do you do that? And if you need help, fellas, I'm just going to be straight up right now. Come check out our summit. That Summit Leadership Development. Because you may or may not know a lot about it. But what we do, we take scripture like this, and we try to show you from God's Word how you can apply this to your life. We show you where it went really well in scripture. You know, how honoring somebody went really well. We also show you where it was a dumpster fire, where it was just terrible. And then we pull out salient truths and how we can learn from these accounts in scripture. And then not only that, how do you apply that to your life? So that Summit Leadership Development, if that sounds encouraging to you, maybe you're in the business world, you want out, you'd love to have a better idea of how you can honor and glorify God more in your career, the Summit is where we do this. This is where we teach this directly. So you can go to thelionwithin.us, click on leadership. You'll see it there. Underneath resources, you'll see Summit. Click on that, and you get some information there, okay? All right, fellas, so let's get into it this week for our Fun Friday episode. We always do a health, wealth, and self tip, fellas. And for you new listeners out there, the health, mind and body, wealth, career and finances, self, better being a better husband and dad, all wrapped around God's Word, being the spiritual leader he's called us to be. That's it. So for your health tip this week, we spent a lot of time talking about honoring God. From a health standpoint, would your last meal honor God? Think about that for a second. If we were made in his image, and we treat our holy temples he'd given us as sleazy motels. Let's just be real. So audit your last 3 meals. Take an audit and see if any of those you would have served God if he came over for dinner. Just be have a little fun with it, because it's all about better choices. And if we're to be a leader, we have to make better choices. And using simple things like food is an easy way where you can honor God. I really hope that he likes peanut M&Ms, because I sure do. But seriously, honor him. Because I'm telling you, fellas, this is a big area where I'm trying to work on in my life. And because I'm really big on the working out and the drinking the water. And the food, for the most part, I do really well. It's the sweets. It's the sweets that gets me. So I got to do a better job of honoring him and honoring him with my body, with the food that I eat. Maybe you do as well. So just think about that, okay? So now for your wealth tip, really just share some fundamental stuff this week. It's all what the market is all about. And you hear the term bull market a lot. You know, like you hear bull, you hear bear. So just talk about bull for a second. A bull market is a period of time right now in finances when the price of an asset or security kind of is rising continuously. It's on that constant upturn. The commonly accepted definition of a bull market is when like stock price rises by 20%. So traders employ a lot of strategies around this, such as increasing buy and hold requirement or retracement or to profit off these bull markets. And bull markets indicate that the economy is strong. Unemployment rates are usually pretty low during these times. And investors can really go in with more confidence and provide people, and that gives just more income, disposable income to play with. So it can really result in some massive growth, but stock prices on average, based off of some research I did, go up about 112% on average during bull markets. So you just have to be aware if you're in a bull or bear market, whatever, however the market's turning, I want you to just have an indicator of what that looks like, okay, on that continuous rise. So hopefully that gives you a little insight to what that is. Now for the self tip this week. This is a big one. And we talk about this a lot, but I don't think we can talk about this enough. You honor God by honoring your spouse. I'm going to say that one more time. You honor God by honoring your spouse. There should never be a moment where you speak unwholesome words about your spouse. Period. They're not perfect. Guess what? Neither are you. So you need to lock in. You need to show her that you're all in for one thing, and say and do what God's calling you to do in regards to honoring her, because that's how you honor him. Because it tells us to love her as Christ loved the church. Well, it's time to start walking that out, that sacrificial love. So if you catch yourself saying these negative words or coming across, maybe you're being a little short, or you're being judgmental, or you're being harsh, these could be indicators. All right, I'm not honoring my spouse right now. Maybe if you're talking about your spouse, this is a great one to think about. Do you complain about your spouse to other guys? Maybe on the golf course, in the gym, at work. Do you complain about her? If you do, why? It could be, you know, that you legit have some beef. These are some things you need to talk with her about. But are you ever saying any negative words about her to others? And usually lots of guys, we like to confide in each other about all the secrets of our relationships, right? I'm telling you guys, be careful. You're opening a pinhole for the evil one. Now, if you start doing this around other women, that's just, I can't think of a bigger no-no. Because you're inviting evil into your marriage at that point. The evil one's trying to take you out. He's trying to take your marriage out. He does not want your marriage to survive. And when you start doing silly stuff, like speaking negatively about your spouse to others, you're inviting disaster in. No one ever wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, today's the day I'm going to ruin my marriage. Today's the day. It's going to go down in a fiery blaze. Today's the day I'm going to commit adultery. Nobody ever thinks that. It'd be ridiculous to think that. It happens. And it starts with that small spark. And it could just be that one complaint. That one complaint leads to the next. Maybe it's small. Maybe you're complaining about something with a meal recently, too much salt or overcooked or whatever it may be, that little complaint, then you have another one, then another. Next thing you know, you're getting bigger. Next thing you know, you're complaining about items regarding intimacy or items regarding how she spends money, or you're complaining about her appearance. Maybe she's put on a few pounds. It's a snowball. It's a snowball. We're not honoring our spouse at that moment. So, guys, you got to put a barrier up here. You got to put it up. You need to do a self audit to see how are you doing this? How are you showing up? How are you honoring her in the relationships that you have? Big, big, big deal here. Big deal. So make sure we're honoring our spouse. There's our three tips there right there, fellas. We got our health, wealth, and ourself, our health tip. Would your last meal honor him? Okay. Wealth tip. Just makes understanding what a bull market is. It's self tip. Honor your spouse. Honor your spouse. And by doing that, you honor God. Now, for the book of the week this week, guys, I'm going to pull this one up. We did not have an author this week, but I had this book right here written by Larry Burkett. It's called Business by the Book, The Complete Guide to Biblical Principles for the Workplace. Love this book. My friend Wayne recommended this book for me. I got this book. He recommended a couple, so we'll have some more books of the week coming from Wayne soon. But this is a great book, guys. Really breaks down some practical ways to approach your business if you're in any business that you're in. Okay, this is not a ministry book. This is for any business that you happen to be a part of. The minimums, which looks like the life cycle goals, the biblical business goals. How do we keep those vows? The counsel. What does that mean? Why should we be aligned with our spouse in our businesses? It gets practical. It talks about how to hire, how to fire, how to dismiss others, how to make those management decisions, how you should borrow money, how you should lend money, how you should pay employees. It really talks about tithing from a tithing standpoint. How should a business tithe? How should corporations and partnerships actually be set up? What does retirement look like? And then how do you implement God's plan? I'm telling you, that's just a little bit about it, fellas. This is a great read. This is one I'm going to be, for me, I'm actually trying to implement so much of this into what we do at the Lion. And at the same time, this is the type of book you'll want to read maybe every year or so. It's not one you just want to put on a shelf and you'll never come back to. Because it's a lot of practical advice. So again, Business by the Book. There'll be a link in the show notes, but you can always go to thelionwithin.us/book. You'll see every week the books that we recommend. You know, I've read them, or either I'm reading them. Sometimes we have to release episodes before I can actually finish the book. But guys, they're all great. They're all good resources. They're all just lots of wisdom and truth in them. And there's just so much benefit in taking the time to read. And to grow in your personal knowledge. And when you grow in knowledge like Business by the Book here, then you can apply that to your all areas of your life. So it's not just one area. It's everywhere, okay? So now let's get into the fun stuff here, the dad jokes. I got two dad jokes for you today. Dad joke number one, my wife was mad at me. Let's just try this all over, guys. For some reason, I just lost my voice. It says, my wife was mad at me for being lazy. I didn't even do nothing. Cough. Number two. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France? All that left was debris. Number one was my wife was mad at me for being lazy. I didn't even do nothing. Number two. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France? All that left was debris. So. I know which one I'm voting for this week. I'll let you guys vote for yours. Remember, with dad jokes, the eye roll totally counts. If you get an eye roll, particularly if you have a teenage daughter like I do, and you get an eye roll, that's a good dad joke. So there you go. That's a litmus test for you there, fellas. And just what we've been talking about all week this week is how do you observe others expressing devotion to God? I want to encourage you, more importantly, how are you doing? How are you devoting yourself, and how are you honoring God in the work that you are doing? Okay. So think about that. Definitely apply this stuff to your life as you're moving forward. I'd love to hear from you again. Head over to thelionwithin.us. Lots of resources there. If you're interested in a community, if you need some help with discipleship, if you want to just get some good counsel from other Christian men, our community is where it's at. That's how we help each, how we help each other. That's how we serve each other. We have at the linewithin.us, you have our events. You can see the upcoming live events, the retreats that we have, as well as the mission trips that we have. We always have, we try to keep things on the calendar for coming so that you can always be planning for an event to come together with us to help you grow. And again, the summits where we talk about leadership development, the communities where we bring people together. We have lots of ways we help you guys, but you got to take action. You got to go to thelionwithin.us for you Bible app users, the YouVersion Bible app. Tons of devotions on there. Search for The Lion Within Us. You'll see probably over 20 of them at this point, maybe even more, that are on the devotion, that are on the Bible app. Lots of resources there. Maybe you want to have or a shirt or something like that for The Lion Within Us just to support the brand. Check out our resources page as well. Or maybe you just want to be a donor. We are really trying to find some guys that want to come alongside. Maybe you want to sponsor someone else to come to the community. Maybe you just want to donate to the mission as we're trying to really just do some things that honor and glorify God to help Christian men unleash, you know, to be the leaders that God intends them to be. And we need support. Just to be honest, we need support. We need some encouragement. Maybe you can be a monthly donor, one-time donor, whatever it looks like for you, whatever your financial situation is. Check out thelionwithin.us. You'll see a donate button right there. We'd love to have your support because we're building a lot of things. Maybe you can't go to the mission trip. Maybe you can't come to a live event. Well, your support could help someone else that really can't afford it right now make it happen. So I encourage you, if you're enjoying the content, if we're serving you in any way, this is uplifting to you, hey, check out how be a partner with us. Go over to thelionwithin.us and get started today. All right, guys. Well, have a great day. Get after it. Look forward to seeing you guys next week. Prayerfully, good Lord willing. And if you need anything, you know where to find us, thelionwithin.us. Have a great, great weekend. Try to honor and glorify God at all that you do. And remember to keep unleashing the lion.
If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we were helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's Word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.